So, John Stones is coming back to Oakwell. He's part of the England under-21 side. How much of an inspiration is it to the latest crop of Reds youngsters that he's coming back?
Well, I think it's great, Andy. I think all the academy lads from the under-9 sort of up know John's story, how he came through the academy and went on to play in the Premier League and then play with England. And to have him back here at Oakwell, and lots of the lads will be at the game tonight, the younger lads, tomorrow night to watch John, I think it'll be really inspiring.
When did you get your first look at him?
Well, John joined as an under-8, tiny little kid, and under-9s, 10s, 11s. We sort of really began to notice him when they were about 12 years old, and we knew he had a lot of potential around about 12, although between 12 and 16, he was a good player. We had quite a good crop, his particular age group, quite a good group of players, one or two made, and still are pros. And then when he got to sort of 15, 16, that's when we really noticed, you know, it was something special.
So what changed then in that period of time when John went from being a half-decent kid that might make it to being an England international before he's 20 or at 21?
It's a tough one. I mean, all the kids come through the same, you know, academy development programme. We do the same things, you know, all right, there's differences, different positions, etc. But basically, they come through the same environment, through the same programme. John just matured and really sort of went for it in a nice way, not an over-aggressive way, but really keen to learn, really keen to sort of pick things up, focus, talk to people, learn from other people, and everything came together and, you know, and he went on and played in the Premier League.
What's he like as a player? Well, as a player and as a chap to deal with?
As a person, I think first and foremost, is a really, really nice lad. It's easy to say that about successful people, but he is genuinely a nice person. He comes from a lovely family. Obviously, we know his mum, Peter, and his mum, Janet, and they're really nice people. John's always had a really good sense of humour. He used to do a lot of sort of taking people off the staff and other players in his group, and the lads would walk in the dressing room and the lads would be in fits of laughter and Stones would be impersonating somebody or other that he shouldn't have been. But yeah, really, really nice lad. I think he's been voted Everton's Fans Player of the Year this year. I think that's partly down to his sort of interaction with the fans, and he's willing to help people, and yeah, really nice lad. As a player, is what you see on TV is a sort of it's a big sort of comparison, but it's sort of Franz Beckenbauer type player who steps in, gets on the ball, wants to build attacks up rather than knock things long, very confident, and is also, you know, a very good defender. People forget, you know, people see him playing out and going forward, but he also defends well, which is obviously very important.
And recently, I think he was man of the match in Everton's win against Manchester United. Roberto Martinez is talking about him being a £20 million player. I suppose you have to say in this day and age, that may well be a conservative figure. How much professional pride do you take in perhaps his development as well?
Oh, yeah, very much so. But if I'm being honest, as academy manager at Barnsley, you know, you had an influence in John's development. So did other lads, a lot of other people. Especially Mark Burton. Mark's our head of academy coaching at Barnsley. As I mentioned earlier, it came through from 8 years old, so I've had lots of interaction with age group coaches, sports scientists, medical staff, education and welfare, and not forgetting the sort of the board of directors and the owner, Patrick Tryon. Everybody's had an influence either directly or indirectly on John's development.
And do you think that he will be the next long-serving England centre-back then at a senior level? Clearly he's going to the under-21s this summer, that's his priority, but should things continue for him the way they are doing, then he should be an England centre-back or an England defender for the large part of his career?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd all like to think so. John's going the right way, going the right direction, seems to be going from strength to strength, and you're right, he seems to be getting links with lots of clubs at home and abroad. The last report I read was Real Madrid were interested. How much is true and how much is, you know, paper talk, we don't know. But definitely an international scene. You can see John being around for a few years to come, and you know, I think he's already been talked about as a potential England captain. So, you know, the future looks bright for the lad, and hopefully, you know, it does fulfil his potential. But John's the type of lad who will not take it for granted. He'll keep working hard, and he'll keep striving towards, you know, international football and doing well at that level.
Two final points from me. Firstly, does he come back much? I mean, do you still see John Stones?
Oh, yeah. John keeps in touch. He comes back to the club here on the last day of the season against Rochdale. When his schedule permits, he likes to get back and speak to the staff. And that's all the staff around the place, not just the coach and staff. Very well-liked lad. And, yeah, he keeps in touch regularly. He'll text and leave a message, especially a nice funny one now and again. So yeah, he loves to come back to Barnsley Football Club. He's got a lot of, you know, he's got a lot of friends here and a lot of people who genuinely like the lad.
Just finally then, quantify the next group, because we've seen Bree, Holgate, Digby, of course he's had his injury problems, and one or two others all get first team football at Barnsley recently. How strong is the cohort right now? How vibrant is the academy scene at Barnsley?
I think this year we've had seven lads make debuts for the first team. And it's one thing making a debut and having a cameo appearance for sort of 5-10 minutes at the end of the game. But some of these lads have played a substantial amount of games over the season and are still relatively young. You mentioned Mason Holgate. Mason was still only a second-year sort of scholar and played several first-team games this season. So, yeah, things are bright. What we can't do is keep looking, you know, back at, you know, John Stones and the group that's sort of here at the moment. We've got to look below that to our 16s, 15s and make sure that we're going to sort of bring more players through. So it's a constant sort of constantly moving. You're trying to hit targets and you're trying to get more and more players through. But I think by and large, it is quite healthy. It's quite a healthy environment at the moment, yeah.